Hello, everybody. This is Jason Peebles, the founder and president of World Outreach Ministries, and this is another victory video designed to strengthen and encourage your walk in Christ. In a moment, I want to look at some powerful principles in God's Word that I call discovering God's plan for your life. So if you've been sensing a new phase, a turn just ahead, or new assignments that God has for you, don't miss this, because I want to look at some principles that will absolutely help you get there. Before we do that, though, let me just say a great big thank you. I think it's important that I say thank you to those of you that have been supporting your missionary. You know, we're the home office for missionaries all over the world, and it's so exciting to see what they're doing. Some are involved in evangelism, discipleship, small groups, leadership training, Bible schools. Some are involved in medical clinics, orphanages, feeding programs, children ministries, translation, aviation. It just goes on and on, and it's exciting to be the home office for them. We serve them in a variety of ways, so thank you for supporting them, because without your prayer cover and support, they can't do what God's called them to do. And by the way, if you're a missionary who's watching this and you say, man, I need a dependable home office. I've been struggling with my stuff at home. They said they were going to do my business and they're not doing it. My deposits aren't being made on time. Receipts aren't going out. Then we can help you. Contact us. Go to our website. Now I'm going to put the address across the screen. Go to worldoutreach.org and click on the missionary agency section, and all the details are there about how we can help you go to the next level. We'd love to serve you just like we're serving missionaries around the world. All right, let's turn our attention now to this exciting area of discovering God's plan. You know, this is part two. This is our second video on this. So if you missed part one, you may want to go back and pick that up. I'll try my best to give a summary, but I really want to get into the new material. We said on the last session, session one, we started in Jeremiah 29 with good news. Verses 11, 12, and 13, it says, God says, I know the thoughts and the plans. And those plans could be interpreted as assignments, purposes, the next steps. God says, I know the thoughts and the plans that I have for you to give you a good end. God says, I know what they are. But did you know the next two verses, verses 12 and 13, talks about our part? It says, but you must seek me and pray and search for me with all your heart. I'm paraphrasing. And so God says, I want some faith. I want to see faith, because it's not about your ability. It's not about how smart you are. It's about how hungry you are and about faith. And so when you pray and seek God, He promises to begin to impart His insight and His wisdom to you. Then we looked at John 15, and that's where I want to go back to. Do you remember? John 15 is called the abiding chapter, what I could call the abiding chapter, where Jesus says, I'm the vine and you're the branches. And He uses that metaphor, that illustration, that just like a branch has to abide in the vine, and that could be an olive tree or an olive plant, that could be a wine vineyard, it could be any plant that you think of, the branch has to stay connected in order for the fruit to come. It only makes sense. Well, let's turn that around. If you separate, in other words, you take the branch away, cut it off, lay it to the side, what's going to happen? Of course, it's going to wither. Why? Because it can't receive the nutrition, the water, the energy that comes. And Jesus is using that illustration. He's saying spiritually, you need to stay connected to me. And so we summarized it this way, and I want to pick up on this and go further with it. And that is, we want to make sure we put the roots before the fruits. Boy, don't miss that. Let that be a mantra in your life from now on. You are going to focus on the roots before the fruits. Why is that important? Because if you have a healthy root system, that is, you're abiding in Christ, staying connected to Him, the fruit will come. If you have an unhealthy root system, it's just a matter of time until the fruit begins to wither and dry up. Now, let's look at this. John 15, in verse 4, Jesus says, abide in me and I in you. Now, we could paraphrase that. What does abide mean? Stay connected. Stay plugged in. Stay in touch. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself So you say, how does this tie into the plans and the and what I want? I want to God to show me what the next phase or assignment is, because that's the fruit. But sometimes we go after that so hard, and we want to get busy for God, and God says no. Back to Jeremiah, pray, seek my face, worship me, read my word, fellowship with other Christians. There's a lot of ways that we can abide. As we stay connected to Him, the fruit will come. You'll get the assignments. And the clarity that you need will come. But it's going to come as a result of you putting the priorities in the right order. The roots always come before the fruits. Please don't miss that. You know, I have to remind myself. I've walked with the Lord many, many years. And so often it's like Peter, we get our eyes off on the waves, or we get busy doing stuff, and it could even be ministry stuff, or your business stuff, or your family stuff, all good things, nothing wrong with them. But sometimes we just forget to abide, and God says, go back to that foundational principle of abiding in me, and then the fruit and the results that you need will come out. He says, again, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. So, man, that's a perfect illustration. Take any plant, any tree, olive tree, a fruit tree. That branch needs the nutrients. It needs the connection. It needs the water coming in order for it to produce the fruit. We're just like that with Jesus. He goes on to say, I am the vine and you are the branches. He who abides in me. Now here's great news. He who stays connected to me. He who walks with me. We could say it a lot of ways. He who walks in the Spirit. He who worships me, prays, who is actively staying vitally connected to me. He says, the same bears much fruit. Wow, I like that, don't you? We could even use the word success for fruit. God's kind of success. What is God's success? Finding and fulfilling His plans for your life. So listen to me now. Some of you watching this, you're at a place in your life where you've got a sense that there's a new phase or a new assignment. There's a turn just ahead. It may not be understanding the whole totality of God's plan, but you're sensing part of that coming, but you can't quite get it in your thinking. What do you need to do? You need to do exactly what we've been saying. You need to just begin to pray. Thank God daily. Thank you, Lord, that you're showing me. Thank you that you're giving me the revelation. Thank you that I'm going to meet the right people that will have maybe part of the answer for me. Why? Because our minds are so darkened by this world. I am telling you the truth. Our minds, it says in one place, are darkened and alienated from the life of God. I think we forget how far we've fallen sometimes. Even as Christians, it says that we have to renew our mind and put on the mind of Christ. So all of this abiding ties into God's desire to break through the hardness of our heart, to break through the ignorance of our thinking, to break through our doubt and unbelief, and get to us the revelation of His plan, His next step. I remember when I was in the Philippines and I was doing God's work. I was preaching campaigns and having leadership conferences during the day. I mean, I was working around the clock. We would have pastors' meetings during the day and the afternoon, and then we'd rest a little bit. Then at night, we'd go have an outdoor open crusade, and out of that, we would plant a new church. And I mean, it was just going on and on. I was tired. And I laid down one night, and the Holy Spirit began to speak to me, and He said, you know that couple that came to you today and asked you to help them with their administrative stuff? Yes, Lord. And you said no to them, that you were too busy? Jason, you're about to miss the next phase of your ministry. Wow. That was the birthing of our missionary agency. You know, it's sad. There I was doing God's will. I was working so hard. And a couple, God sent a missionary couple, our first missionary couple to me. And they said, hey, the group in Texas that's been trying to do our stuff, they're not doing it. It's all messed up. The church is going through a split. And we need somebody dependable to do our office work for us while we're here in the Philippines. When you go back, would you do that? And I had said no. Well, that night, the Holy Spirit, thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for His mercy and His grace. He broke through into my thinking, and I saw it And I found them the next day and I said, you know, I am so sorry. I miss God. I will absolutely help you. Little did I realize that would turn into hundreds of missionaries around the world that we would help. Thank God that I was seeking and asking and I was sensitive enough to hear the Holy Spirit. Now, before I give you principles, and I've got some great principles to give you, but there's so much more on our website that's free. I want you to get this study guide called The Promptings of the Holy Spirit. Following the promptings of the Holy Spirit. That's exactly what I've just described. I was prompted by the Holy Spirit in the Philippines. I want you to go to our website, find the tab that says free Bible studies, free resources. Now these are free. No charge. You find this one printed out. We have a lot of study guides there. Find this one printed out and you're going to be able to go so much further than what I can get on this short video. In fact, there's a section in here called Miracles That I Almost Missed. You know, and I think we all miss miracles because we're not seeking, abiding, praying like we should, just like I've been teaching about. Anyway, get this, Promptings of the Holy Spirit. Then there's another section on the website that are audio studies from cassettes way years ago that have been turned into MP3s. And we have series, not just one session, whole series on God's guidance, finding God's plan, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We have a whole series on this one, following the promptings of the Holy Spirit. You can listen to it free through your telephone or through your computer. Connect to Wi-Fi. It won't even take any of your minutes. And listen and study. So just a little plug there. Go to our website and find the free Bible study section. And it's going to help you. Why am I plugging that? Because I want you to get the most you can. We don't charge for our materials. They're free. And we want to be a blessing to you. Now, let me quickly just give you rapid fire. You write these down, and I pray the Holy Spirit will quicken these to you and take it even further than I can elaborate. Number one is prayer. We've already covered that. So the first principle to find that next assignment, the next turn that's just ahead, what God's plan for your life is prayer. And I would throw into that the whole realm of abiding that we've talked about. John 15, if you abide in me, verse 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So it gives God glory when we abide, and out of that abiding comes the fruit. Remember, root before the fruit. Number one, prayer. Number two, I think this is important, that you consider your abilities and your giftings. You know, you need to look at yourself sometimes from just God's point of view, and what are you naturally inclined to? You know, there's some people that are just naturally inclined to the arts, and you don't need to force them to go a different direction. If they're naturally inclined to music or the arts, the Holy Spirit may have something there for them. You have other people that are just drawn towards agriculture. And we have missionaries that's what they do. Well, if I try to put them through a cookie cutter school and turn them into an evangelist instead of people that can do agricultural missions and go into communities and change the community through agriculture, then we would have missed God. And so consider, what are your abilities and your natural inclinations, your giftings? What do other people say about you? Listen. Because that may be an indication of what God's trying to communicate to you. Number three, faithfulness. Oh, this is a big one. You need to be faithful right where you are. You know, people want to go around the world and change the world for Jesus, but they're not willing to be faithful on their job. Showing up late, snapping off at the employer, talking bad behind their back. Don't do that. Be a person who's faithful. Doesn't mean that you always do 100%. Correct on everything, but it means that you're trying hard. So a faithful person doesn't have to be a perfect person. A faithful person is a person who is, to the best of their ability, whatever they're doing it as unto the Lord. So if I'm working at a department store, I'm going to work as though Jesus were my boss. If I'm working at the airport, I'm going to work as though Jesus were my boss. If I sell annuities or insurance, I'm going to do it as though Jesus were my boss. And so faithfulness is so important. Number four, get involved in a church. I think there's something to corporate worship. I think that when you're around other believers and you participate in Bible studies or classes where they discuss the Word and you're in the atmosphere of worship, you are more apt to hear God in the corporate anointing. So I think it's important that you get involved in a good church and do your best to plug in. And number five, there's so many more, but these are just five of the top ones, is obedience. Be quick to obey the Holy Spirit. This one on following the promptings of the Holy Spirit, that's what that's about. When the Holy Spirit speaks to you, Jason, you're about to miss the next phase. Go back and apologize to that couple, and I want you to start serving them as your first missionary couple. Quickly go the next morning and talk to them. Don't put it off. Don't overanalyze it. Do what God's told you to do. So prayer, consider the giftings and the inclinations and the abilities that you have. Number three, faithfulness. Number four, get involved in a church where there's a corporate anointing and good worship. I can't emphasize enough, worship is so important. I wouldn't give you a nickel for people that just want to sing out of a book all the time. I just worship. You need to sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Now, I'm not against songs out of a book entirely. But if you're just doing it as a robot, that's not worship. That's what I'm referring to. I remember as a young boy standing in a mainline denomination and we sang out of a book. But I remember the Holy Spirit inspiring me through that at times. So you want to make sure you're worshiping from the heart. Get involved in a church, a Spirit-filled church. And number five, obedience. Be quick to obey. If you'll do those things, this next assignment, this next turn that you're sensing, you won't miss it. You'll step into it. God will show you step by step. It's like a flashlight. If I have a flashlight, the light only goes so far, correct? It doesn't go forever. So I just have to walk in that light. And if I walk in that light, guess what? The flashlight is moving forward, isn't it? And so the light beam is going further. All I have to do is walk in the light that I'm given, obey what I know, and the light will move further. That's how you're going to follow God, is to obey what you already know to do and then walk by faith to the next level. All right, well, I trust that this has encouraged you. We've got so much on the website. Go there and take advantage of our free resources. This is Jason Peebles reminding you, starve your doubts, feed your faith, and follow God's plan for your life.